Yarmut, if you want to tell me Vishlema, Nishpa, that when the person swears, Ki also Eidim Nechaivei, that if later when Eidim come, even if he still disagrees, if he still sticks to his words, that he did not, that he doesn't have it. But Eidim come later. If you say Yechayi because of the Eidim, Amtu Lohochi Mechavin Alei Korban Ashvua Basraisa. That's where when he swears five times, for the last Shvua we make him bring another Korban. Hoyu B'yochel Achsel Hoydus. Because you could admit in between. Eli Yamid, if you want to tell me that Kiyosi Eidim Potter, that in the case when you swear that you don't have it, and then Eidim say you do have it, but you still deny it, you still say you don't have it, you're Potter from paying. If so, me can either do anything. Yilu Asa Sadi Misadi Be Potter. If Eidim will come right now to say you have it, you're Potter from paying it back. Liyana Neku Nechaybe Korban Ashur. And we ourselves come and be mechayv in our shvua, hoyu v'yochel asal hoydus, because you yourself maybe could come to admit, but hashtu miyos loyoydis, but right now you didn't admit yet. That's what was bothering Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna knew that if you admit, avada rav agrees, you have to pay. But the question is, you did not admit it yet. And Rav's only saying a svar that when you came for the five shvuas, you have to bring five times the chaymish and an oshon. Why? Because maybe he could have admitted in between and would have to pay. But the question is, but Lamaisi didn't admit. And since he did not admit, there's no way that he has to pay the money. Because according to Rav, even when Eidim come, if he doesn't admit, he's potter from paying. So that one was bothering Rav Amnuna. How could you say you have to pay a chaymish? But Eina Chanami, the other terrace, that applies to Rav. That when the person himself admits that he swore false, then Rav agrees he has to pay money. Right. Mar says now, Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hato Yintan is Ganav Epikodon, if you're a Shoyim Epikodon, you're watching something from me, and I say, give it back to me, and you say, you know what, it was stolen from you, it was Ganav. And really, it's not true, really we find out later that you have it, Halacha is Meshal Tashlumi Kefal, for the fact that you were a Toyintan is Ganav, that makes you a Ganav, and later when we find out that you really have it, you have to pay Kefal, you're like a regular Ganav. Tofachu mochar, let's say now the shoyim takes it, makes the tzficha, makes the mechira, mishalom tashlum yabo v'chamisha. You have to pay dal v'hei. Hoyo v'gonaf, mishalom tashlum mekefel. Since you have a shen ganaf, since a regular ganaf has to pay kefel, v'turin tain is ganaf, mishalom tashlum mekefel, and who adin a shoyim epikodin, if he just says back to the yonah that it was stolen from him, and really he has it. He has a luck like a ganav, he has to pay kefil. If so, it goes to follow that ma ganav shum sham kefil. Just like by regular ganav, that you have to pay kefil. If you later go and shecht it, tofach, or mocher, misham tashum yabo v'chamisha, if so, the svar should follow that af toyin tainas ganav, even though you never really made a real maisi ganav, because you were a shamer on this pikodin, the yoni gave you his shirt to watch, so it came to you the heter. But there's a chiddush akroah that now that you complain back to the owner and say it was stolen from you, and really you have it, that you have a loch like a gun if you have to pay back kefil, if so, tofach mochar, shemid svara, misham tashum above the chamisha. So the Mara ma leganav, sheke misham tashum kefil, shle bishvua, but maybe there's a difference. A regular ganav, when we catch you, you have to pay kefil, even though you didn't swear, even without a shvua sheker. But Teyoma Baturin Tan is Ganav. This that is Shema Pikodin, when he says it was stolen from him, when does he have a loch of a Ganav? Only if he swears first. Shema Shav Tashlumi Kefil, Ela Bishvua. So then maybe he can't make the Sekesh then. So then maybe there's only a Chiddush Akroah that if he swears that it was stolen from him. And then Eidim comes and says that he has it, he has a Shem Ganav, he pays Kefil, but maybe there's no Chiddush, you can't learn how to pay Dal Vehei. Tamar says, no, Amri, I tell you, still Hakeshi. I have the hekesh though that whenever you pay kefil, that's the locha you have to pay dal vei if you make a ganev, you make a tzficha mechira. And therefore, v'yei meshivin ala hekesh. You can't ask any questions on the hekesh. The hekesh is that l'maisa you have to pay kefil. We give you a shame of a ganef. So that's the smara that once you have to pay kefil, if you make a tzficha mechira afterwards, pshit you'll have to pay dal vei. So there's ho nichol aman diyoma chad deganev v'chad b'turn ten ganef. Shaper. That there are two psukim like, we had the more before, that one pasuk is talking about a regular ganef, and one pasuk is talking about turning time as ganef. And therefore we learn out one from the other. El leman de yoma, hayim yimotse haganef, vim lo yimotse, tavayim turning time as ganef, that both psukim are talking about turning time as ganef, maik lemeimah. What can you say then?
So Rashi says that both of these notes, the hekesh was that they stay next to one another. So that's only good if they stay one next to another. But according to the Man D'Yoma, that both these psukim imotzi aganav im lo yimotzi, both of them are talking about turn tainas ganav, and the pasha of ganav says someplace else, so there's no hekesh. So there's no hekesh, can only know one from the other, Michael Meimah. So it's not just down the hekesh of kefim, it's much stronger. The Mormon says it's hekesh, because from the same pasuk, from im yimotzei and im lo yimotzei, one is talking about a ganef, and one is talking about turning time as ganef. So it's mamash a hekesh in the pasuk, that's why I say you pay kefil. And dal vehei. But if you don't run out from the same sukkah, one next to the other from a different pasuk, there's no hekesh, why do you say you pay dal vehei? Ma'ikla meima. Amri Mor says, ganef ha ganef. I learn now from the word ganef ha ganef, I should rebu yi dehei, the yisrabah b'turning time as ganef. When the extra hay comes to teach me that by turning tainas ganif, you also have to pay dalad hay if you make a tzvicha or mechiva. Eisrei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yechanan. Somebody says, hey chin shuri, give me back my shur. I gave you my shur to watch. Where is it? Nignaf. So the shurim says it was stolen from you. The shurim mechivim says it was stolen from you. I'm potter. So the owner says, mashbiach ani, I want you to swear to me. The yom omen, he says, yes. For eidim is an oisoi. Shokhu is an eidim coming to tell us. That the shamer himself ate up your shor. Misham tashkumi kefil. He has to pay kefil. Now, for Yehocho, if he ate the shor, how did he eat it? For Yehocho, the Yevshin Gazai is Vosab Leshchita. It had to be that the Ganef, the shamer, first made a shchita. It says the Edim came and told us that he ate it. If he ate it, he had to make a shchita first. Still, look at Tony, what does it say? Misham tashkumi kefil. Mashma tashkumi kefil. Lim tashkumi dalav heilai. You only have to pay kefil, not dalav vehei. So you see, turning time as Ganef does not have the chiddush of dal vehei. So Gemara says no. Hocha b'may yaskinun kagoyin she'ochlo nevela. We're talking about he did not make a shchita. The animal died and he was a rasha, just like he made a geneva, just like he stole it. So he ate in the nevela also. That's what is no dal vehei. For the Gemara v'lishle, why don't we answer better going she'ochlo treifa? Let's say it's not such a big rasha. Let's say that he made a shchita, just the shchita found out it was a treifa. So Gemara k'rav meya. The Yom Hashchita Sheinu Ruyah Shema Shchita. We don't want to answer that because we want to answer even according to Rabbi Meir. Because once you make a Shchita, even though it's a treifa, you can't eat it. So what? We hold if Rabbi Meir holds Shchita Sheinu Ruyah Shema Shchita. So then you would be Chayav Dal Vehei. Here it says Yepotter. It has to be you do not make a Shchita at all, but rather just you ate the dead behem. You ate the Nevela. For the Gemara of Elishma by the Ben Pekua Rabbi Meir. Let's say we're talking about now a Ben Pekua. A Ben Pekua means that the mother, when you made a shchita on the mother, the baby was inside the mother's stomach. So the shchita of the mother helps for the baby. Then when you opened up the mother, the baby came out. So such a shor you can eat without a shchita. So maybe that's the type of a shor here that you were a shemer on, and you were a kaifer on it. So you have a shem ganef. Now when you shecht it, that shchita is not called a shchita, because you don't have to make a shchita altogether. So Mar says again, that's not a good answer. Kirbi Meya. The Yom Ben Pekua turn Shchita. Rav Meir's Shchita is no. Ben Pekua still needs a Shchita. When you want to eat later, you have to make a Shchita. Therefore, it should have been Chayav Dal Vehei. So you have to say here, the only case is that he ate in the Vela. For the Gemara of Elishmelech going Shomad Bedin, let's say the case is first you went to Bezdin here. The Omru Loi, say Tein Loi. And Bezdin paskened already for the Shema that told him, say Tein Loi. Like we learned before. So Omar Rav says, when Bezdin says, say Tein Loi, if Bezdin tells you have to give it back, it's like the psak is finished already. Therefore, Tofach HaMoch, if you go later and shecht it and sell it, still you're potter from Dalad Vehei. My time, what's the reason? Kivon the paskin and also, once Bezdin paskin already gave a psak that you have to return it, it's like finished, the Geneva is finished. Therefore, Tofach HaMoch, Rabbi Gazlin, later when you make the Tzvicha Mechim, it's like a new Maisik Zeila. The Gazlin loy Misham Tashlumi Abon the Chamisha. And the Gazlin doesn't have to pay Dalad Vehei. Because once Bezdin said, Tein Loi, that's finished the Maisik Geneva. When you do something new now, it's like a Gmaisa Gzela. That's why you potter from Dal Vehei. All right, turn over. Yeah. But let's say Bezdin just said, Chayiv Atalitim Loi, you should know you're going to have to pay, but we didn't finish the judgment yet. Then, V'tofach HaMokha Chayiv and Echnami. My timer, what's the reason? Kol Kaimad Leib Sikalei Milsas, when Bezdin didn't give the final verdict, the clear Loshin of Tzei Tein Loi, Akati Ganafu. He still called the Ganaf. Army for the Umar still, all the time according to your Tam Lishti, still we could have an answer. Again, the question was, how come this Shoimer that was caught eating the meat? He only has to pay kefil, why not Dalv Hei? Let's answer, Beshutif, Shetofach, Shloimi Das Chaveroi, that they were shut from here, and one shecht without asking the other one. And in such a case, also you're potter from dalad v'hei. Because then you only have to pay like gimel v'dalad. We have before dalad v'hei. You don't pay half. So a shutif case would be potter. So Rashi says, true, elachad mitrei utlasa nakud. We answer one or two or three to it. Semein echanami. But Kol Pon is not a kasha. There's a special reason why in this case he was potter from dal vehei. The Yomer Rebbe Chiyah Rav, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Hatoy in Tainas Ganav Yaveda, is somebody Tainas Tainas Ganav Yaveda, you're a shame Raveda. You pick up the Aveda, and then when the owner comes and says, give it back to you, he give it back to him, you say it was Ganav, it was Nignav. Hatoy in Tainas Ganav Yaveda. So also, Misham Tashtumi Kefum. You called like a Ganav, and we will find out that you really have the Aveda, you're going to have to pay that Kefum. My timer, the Siddha Pasuk says, Akol Aveda, Asher Yomer. Hakol Aveda, Rashi says, Yishalim Shnayim. So the Diyak, even for a Kofra and a Shem Raveid, also has to pay Kofim. Eisvei Rabbi Abba Bamamu L'Rabbi Chia Barabba. The Pasuk says, Ki yiten ish, when a person gives to his friend, come a Shemer, Ein nesinas kotin klum. If a kotin gives, it means nothing. Rashi says, Tehsiv ish, prat le kotin, Dein ish boin atainas nesinosai, Vien boin le day Kofim, Ela yidei, yeah. Ein nesinas kotin klum. The only yellow should not look at the cotton when the cotton like gave it to you to watch when he was a cotton. The top of the cotton and he asks it back from you when he's a cotton. What's going to be not look at the cotton? Let's say he gave you something to watch when he was a cotton. A small kid gave you something to watch. But in 2 years from now he asks it back when he became a gadol. The top of the gadol. Me nine. Still you don't have to swear on such a taina. Tamaloy ma'ad ho'lohim yobud vashneim. That means Achetain is Sino Tfiyah Shavu Kiechot. It has to be that the giving and the Tfiyah were both the same thing by a Godol and not by a Kotin. Now, V'yim Isa, Tevi Nami Kaveda. Why isn't it like an Aveda also of the same thing then? Rashi Delek in the Sino, by an Shemra Aveda also, nobody gave it to you. And later, when the owner comes and says, give me back the Aveda and you swear false, Yechayev Kefal. So see, by Shem Raveda, you chayiv for the Shvua, even though there's no Nesina. Now you're telling me now, a cotton, Nesina is not called a Nesina, even though when he's Tevei, he's a Godom, so an Aveda also should be potter from a Shvua, they should not make you into a Ganav to be chayiv Kefal. Omalei, hokam ayaskin agon she'ochlu kishu cotton. We're talking about here also, you ate it up when he was a cotton. Rashi she'ochlu balabayis li b'kotton, b'yoyit she'amat b'kotton. That's the pshat. Avol aveda nichimot leyoda tahai ichayiv leshur yesh lebaylam bnei tainosa. When do we say by cotton yipoto? If when you ate up the pikodon, he was a cotton, so he can never come to be tovei you. But here by the aveda, where he's a golden right now, he could be tovei you. That's where here the shvur makes you into a gan. Avol kishu gadol, the Gemara says, kan shachlu kishu cotton. What do you mean if you want to tell me this shame of the cotton? Eats up the cotton. After the cotton becomes a godel, then he does have to pay kefil. Why does it say both in the sin and the sin has to be together? Like, listen, let us say better. It's not totally in the sin. It's totally in the achila. It should have said the achila has to be when he's a godel. But if the achila was when it's cotton, he's potter. It's learned like that. That if he ate it up when he was still a cotton, that's why he's potter. If he waited until he became a godel, and that's where he ate it up, and then he'll be chayiv. Okay. Ravashi Yomar. Loi domi, there's a big difference. Aveduk asya mikoyach bendas. For you hold loyasya mikoyach bendas, is a big difference. And Aveduk, when you find somebody's Aveduk, who lost it? A bendas, a normal person lost it. So it's still called, you have a normal person's chayfetz. That's why the halachas apply, that if you're a shay, that if you're a chayfet, if you swear false, like a turning time of ganef by bikotin, you become a ganef. Mashenkin by cotton, he's not a bendas at all, there's no pasha of turning time of ganef. So that's the difference. For Yom Rebbe Chiyah Barabba and Rebbe Yechanan, ha'atoy in tainas ganef of bikotin, again, when I make you a shay bikotin, you're watching something from me. And you tell me that it was stolen from you. Ain mechayiv, you're not chayiv to pay kefil. Asher yichva v'miksas, until you're kefil v'miksas. You have to only be kefil v'miksas, not the whole thing. V'yod v'miksas, a little bit you have to admit to. In other words, if I gave you two poros, so you say one I have, one you gave me, but one you say you didn't give me. That's when you have the pash of turning tanas ganapa pikodin. My time, what's the reason? Yom akura kiyus there. Kiyus there means like, it is like this. Trashi ayinu hoidu b'miksas. Well, pash of turning tanas ganapa. So when do we say if you're turning tanas ganapa yichayev? Only again, where I say I gave you two shoros. And you say one, here it is. The other one was stolen. And you swore that it was stolen. And later we find that you have it. That's the case you're a ganav. But it has to be that you're moed to the mixas also. O pligir of chiyah bar Yosef, yagaz on chiyah bar Yosef. Yomer of chiyah bar Yosef, ear of pashyus ksiv kan. He also know these psukim are mixed up together. Rashi says posik shum mi pasha cheres nisar of the zoo. This pasha of kiyus there is mixed into a different pasha. Sheinim kam here doesn't belong here. Dai kiyus there being cast of talvo. Hevel the mitzvah is going on halvo. Dosim koi. But that's a regular moed to mixas. Where I say, I gave you $100, and you admit that I only gave you $50. That's where there's a moed v'miksas. Tach pashosu t'pikodon, b'loi hod v'miksas chayiv. Because here the pasha pikodon avadi yechayiv, even though you're not a moed v'miksas. That's called iru pashas tzivkan. The chik tziv kiyuz there, when the pasuk says kiyuz there, that you need a moed v'miksas, a milvahu tziv. It's only going by a loan of money. Umayshna milva, why taka by milva here we say yoni chayiv if you're a moedva mixas? Kidda rabba, like rabba says. The yoma rabba says, mifne ma omru Torah, what's the swear of the Torah? That moedva mixas a tiny yishavam, how come if somebody admits to half of the money you have to swear? I say I lent you $100, and you would admit that you loaned me 50, the other 50 I said you never gave me. So in such a case the Torah says you have to swear now to me that you don't owe me the extra 50. What's the reason why? Because chazaka another meyus ponim b'fnei b'chayfei. There's a chazaka person can't deny, say false in front of the person who lent him the money. You can't be meyus. You can't have oza. You can't be kofrakil. If the person really gave you the money, it's chazaka. You wouldn't lie in front of his face. Therefore, v'ay b'kula boy de nichbrei. Really, really, you should have denied everything. Should have said, I don't know your penny. V'ay de lekofri. Why didn't you deny it? Mishum de'nada meyus ponim. Because you can't do that. If the guy really lent you the money, he did you a taiva, you can't deny it in his face. If so, will the cooler boy delay? Then you should have admitted to the whole thing. And then the question is, if you only admitted to 50, so we should believe you, you only owe 50%. For hi the kofler the nixas, but you know why you're denying 50%? So you think like this. If I'll admit to the whole thing right now, tovli the cooler, you're going to want right now for me $100, and I don't have it. So therefore, my thought is like this. Ishtamet lei miyu hashto. Let me just push you away right now. The hevel zuza prani until I get some money. That's why. Really, I should pay everything. Admit, but I can't. I don't have the money right now. Let me be kaisel bakerl. I can't because it's too much ozo. I can't deny in front of your face. So therefore, I'll be moira hefta to say I owe you $50. But $50, even though really I owe it to you the extra 50, I'll say I don't because I just want to stall for time. Hilkach, therefore, Ram Yerachmani Shrule, the Torah says nothing doing. We don't let you stall for time. We want you to swear right now if you owe that money or not. Ki Heche Deloidi, Leivikule, because we want you not to swear false, but your person will be afraid to swear false. Therefore, you come to admit right away that you owe the money. The Gabi Milvahudiyikle, Meimahochi, by Milvikas, that's just a swara. He doesn't have the money on hand now to pay back. He wants to wait to stall for time. Abba Bagabi Pikodin, Meyaz and Meyaz. But because of there, you're not doing me a taiva, therefore I'll be mazed in front of you. Therefore, Rashi Zilkach, I feel a kofa bakula, Rami Rachman is shvuler. The Torah says you have to swear even without a moed of a mixas. All right, we'll stop here. Kuv Zayin Omen Aleph. Let's go up again, Shnell. We did this yesterday. This last Gemara was, again, that first we had that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said on Yechanan that Toyin Tain is Ganav Pikodin, that we say he's Chayav like a Ganav. He said only if you're Moidav Mixas and if you're Kaifav Mixas. And the Gemara says, Pligi Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef.